I am Aaron Hart. We have full lines again. I'd love to have you join me on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. It's Thursday, September 18th. I just love working so much I could pack in an extra day. By the way, Kuzio Kawasaki, the Japanese designer for Sarah Palin's glasses, is grateful that she likes them. She's very good looking. She would look good in any glasses, he says. And he made his product famous, for which he's grateful. But he acknowledges he likes Democratic presidential hopeful Barack Obama. So now we know he makes good glasses in titanium, which is fabulous, by the way, super light, non-allergen material. I like it myself. But you know what? He has the right taste in presidential candidates. Alan in Denver, welcome to AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hates to let her be the high school cheerleader that she is. What I think we should be talking about is going district by district with John McCain and saying, okay, John, you don't like your ORAC spending in this district. What this district is going to do without what? There's 435 of them, and I suggest we start in Alaska and say, okay, Alaska, you have the hog trough for the past 2 years to the tune of about $450 million. You
would have been, and they get more per capita than many states. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Absolutely. You got it. So let's take Alaska, every district in the congressional district, and say, this is what you're going to do without. Hey, Minneapolis, that bridge fell down in the Mississippi last year. Fix it yourself. How do you feel about that? Hey, Galveston, you had a little storm down there? Fix yourself back up yourself. There is great use for earmark spending. John McCain's beating his chest, sounding like a big hero. He's no hero. He wants to take things away from the American people that do good things. And I think we should call him on it, district by district. Hey, the first district in Denver, what are you going to do without? We get earmark spending, too, and we do good things with it. So I think, forget about Palin. Let's talk about McCain. Give her her pom-poms. Let her be the cheerleader, high school cheerleader that she is, and let's move on and attack McCain.
Yeah, I agree with you that the focus has to be on McCain. Absolutely. Polls show that actually Barack Obama is getting more support with women now because, you know, Barack Obama's policies are infinitely better than John McCain's are for women. It's just true. It's ridiculous. He's missed the mark on health care. He's never voted. His record with Now, which endorsed him yesterday, as I predicted, is zero. Zero.
You bet. Now, what I suggest we go is to District 7, some rural spot here in Colorado, find a little town that received a little money to help fix up their sewer system and say, okay, fix it up yourself to the tune of $1,000 for every man, woman, and child that lives in that little town. It might even be more than $1,000, but I'll almost guarantee it'll be at least $1,000 for every man, woman, and child. And those rural counties are going to wake up and they're going to say, okay, yeah, John McCain's full of himself. Earmark spending is okay. It helps Americans every day. Everywhere.
Invest in our infrastructure, which we desperately need. Kathy in Arvada, welcome to AM 760 in Colorado Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Aaron, it is such a pleasure to speak to you.
Thank you.
I was at the caucuses and trying desperately to find my Bitches for Hillary button. I still have two of those somewhere.
So, good, because, you know, people write me still to this day and go, do you have any more of those? And I'm like, dude, I have two that I saved for myself. Sorry. But it's like, yeah, no, those things went like hotcakes. The last I heard, they were selling at conventions for like $8 or $9 a piece.
Well, they're not getting mine if I ever find them. But it's great to hear you on the air, and I'm so glad I tuned in to hear your voice. Real quick word about canvassing. People are scared to canvass because they think they're going to be literally going door to door. And canvassing is very targeted. I'm mostly speaking to Democrats that don't vote very often, and it's very receptive. So I really want to encourage people, get on the phones, knock on the doors. It's not as scary as you think, and that is what will win this election. This whole argument that we're having that is not about the issues needs to stop. And we need to look people in the eye and talk about the economy and health care and the war. And that is how Barack Obama won the primaries, and that is how he will win the general.
Thank you very much for your comments. I agree with you totally, and thank you so much. And it's good to know that somebody wearing it still has a Bitches for Hillary button somewhere in the bottom of their drawer. Thank you. By the way, those of you who don't know, Bitches for Hillary buttons were buttons that a listener suggested that we make when Mrs. Gingrich, I believe it was, Gingrich said, you know, she's that rhymes with witch. to Connie Chung of CBS News at the time. And so we had Bitches for Hillary Buttons, Aaron Hart's show, in one of its previous incarnations in Colorado on it. And I need to correct myself because I believe I asked that question of Betsy Markey, and forgive me, Betsy Markey, exactly backwards. Salazar did change his approach to oil shale, but he went from opposing or banning a moratorium on blocking commercial oil shale development and shifted support to a measure that would allow states to accept it or reject it. So I believe I had it exactly backwards when I asked her. So I just wanted to correct the record if that was true. So there we go. Figgy in Denver, welcome to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Morning, Aaron.
Hey.
I agree with the previous caller that the election should be about the issues, but I also believe that it should be about the character of the person that we put in the office of President of the United States. And I wanted to tell you a quick story about the first time I ever met John McCain. I was a student at Thunderbird, the American Graduate School of International Management in Phoenix in the 90s, and I graduated in 94, and Senator McCain gave our graduation speech. And I had never heard of him, met him, had no preconceived notions about him. He proceeded to give an inflammatory, racist speech about the danger that China proposes to the United States, and did everything but call them by racial slurs. And I was so offended by his speech. First of all, it was completely inappropriate for a graduation speech, but it really spoke to his character. It really spoke to how he has no sense of what is appropriate, how he felt that it was okay to come to a school that had students from 76 different nations, China included, and talk about China that way. I came away feeling that this man is a warmonger. This man is a hawk. And after that, had no more exposure to him until this presidential race. And when I heard that he was running and recalled, you know, my experience of him in 94, I started going online and doing a lot of trying to look up, you know, news articles, YouTube clips and so forth. And what I saw pretty much reinforced what I felt about him in 94, that this man is inappropriate, that he is violent, he has violent tendencies, and that he's a warrior. And I'll hang up now and just let you talk.
No, thank you very much. I appreciate your giving us that insight. And, you know, that would make an impression on me, too, if I heard that at a graduation speech. Thank you so much. You know, we got a letter from Kirsten, too, who says, I seriously doubt McInane's, she calls him McNane, McInane, rather. I love that, too. McInane, if I can ever learn how to say it. Temper has anything to do with him being a POW. The guy's temper has always been horrible based on a multitude of things I've read about him. You don't get the nickname McNasty at an early age without reason. Thanks. Yeah. Actually, she said young age. I don't know why I changed it. It's 303-713-7600. You know me. I'm a stickler for accuracy, even when I'm... See, that's the difference between a right-wing reactionary and a liberal. We will correct our mistakes, even if we didn't necessarily make one, the instant we think we may have made one. I mean, that's just the way it is. By the way, we're going to talk about election shenanigans coming up, too. And we're also going to talk about all kinds of things this morning. We're going to play the SNL bit coming up out of this next break because I have to hear it again. I don't know. It's so depressing, the economy. I really have to hear Tina Fey and Amy Poehler again. Tina Fey, of course, playing Governor Sarah Palin, and Amy Poehler reinvigorating her Hillary Clinton role. Ken in Denver, welcome to AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning, dude.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm well.
Yeah,
you?
It's hard to get in touch with you. I tried to get in touch with you yesterday. It was the hardest thing I did.
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
All right.
I mean, anyway, I'm sorry to hear it, but I'm glad to hear it.
Well, I'm glad to get in touch with you. I remember that car that you had a couple of days ago. And that was on my birthday on September 16th. And where he insulted you right there and everything else. And then you had another caller who called in about veterans groups and this, that, and the other. I didn't get to hear all that part, but he said that, well, they get up there and they come in and they get up there and they start talking right there. But what they do is they come to our conventions and they come in there and we welcome, you know, like Dinah DeGette or any other speaker that wants to come up there. And if they want to make a speech, they make a speech. The members don't go along with it. If there'll be members who will clap, there will be members that will just stand there with their arms folded and everything else. You can't tell a member of the VFW or the American Legion, which I'm a member of, and a post officer, you can't do it. You get elected to those positions and everything like that, and to get some kind of consensus for some kind of an endorsement from these veteran organizations is impossible. You have to get all the posts together. You got to get them. You got to elect the right there, what's called, get a consensus, a vote. Then they go to their regional. Then they go to they go to their districts. Then they go to state. Then the state goes to regional. Then the regionals goes to the national. It would be impossible, and you could not guarantee that the veterans will be endorsing the Republican Party. That is an impossibility because you won't get full participation and 100% agreement. The only thing we do is lobby Congress for benefits for veterans, and all of our veterans groups are tied together. Some of our members
and who has a better record on benefits for veterans in Congress?
It's miserable because I got my last Legionnaire magazine, and we're still lobbying Congress right there to go ahead and get better benefits and everything else right there for them.
Who has the best record, Barack Obama or John McCain in your mind?
Barack Obama, because McCain has – what's going on? Because we know about McCain's record. Every veteran knows about him. What they need to do is pull it up in the media where he stood back in the Hanoi Hilton, and when he agreed that the bombings and going against the President Lyndon Baines Johnson's orders – not to cooperate, and it's always agreeable that no veteran should cooperate with the enemy. He cooperated with them. He was just like Jane Fonda was when she went over there and everything else. That's the part that everybody keeps forgetting. McCain is a traitor, and a lot of people do. A lot of people admired him for going ahead and staying and not getting his early release, but he did cooperate with them. And he did put that statement out. I remember that back in the 60s. And I'm a Colorado native, by the way, too.
And, well, thank you.
I really do. And, and coming from Akron, I got a lot of people. I got a lot of friends right here in this state, and I love them. But the truth about him is he is not what he seems to be. And he is, his voting record is right there in the Legion manual. You can look it up online and everything else. You'll find it out. The veterans do not back him because he's never backed them.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your call, Ken. And, since you're a veteran, I will let you call him a traitor. I probably won't, but thank you very much for your call. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. It's 303-713-7600. And happy birthday to Ken, by the way. And happy birthday to Richard Wolf, whose birthday was yesterday. Okay, I have a journalistic crush on Richard Wolf of Newsweek.
You love him.
Yeah, I do. It's 303. We'll find out who John Turk's crushes are, too.
Kate Snow.
Because I'm sure he has them. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart on AM 760. Colorado's Progressive Talk. Let's go. Should I jump now?
Let's do traffic, Aaron.
Let's do traffic, John. Because I'm getting a little confused. I'm hearing some noise on the line. That's what the distraction is.
It's bumper music.
We'll get it. Oh, I can't hear the bumper music. That's part of the problem. 820. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk with John Turk, riding the herds and fielding your phone calls and doing traffic. He's the busiest man in show business, John Turk. And here he comes with your traffic report for this hour.
Now he tells us that he's the one who's going to take on the Old Boys Network. The Old Boys Network. In the McCain campaign, that's called a staff meeting.
And we'll play the SNL. I promise you, we will play the SNL thing. I want to hear it in its entirety, I think. It is a little long, but it's hilarious. Here's the thing. High turnout, new procedures may mean an election day mess, as if you weren't scared enough already by the economic news of the day. They expect that 9 million voters, including many in the battleground states of Ohio, Florida, and Colorado, will use equipment that has changed since March, because cities and counties have revamped their processes. So, and with record voter turnout and record predicted and record long ballots in Colorado, longest one since 1912. Man, I'd want to be, I love going to the polls, but absentee ballot for me, man, that's what I do. Equipment failures, confusion over polling procedures. Listen, just make sure your vote counts. Do everything you have to do to make sure your vote counts. Literally, I think our economy and our country's life is on the line. Renee in Denver, welcome to AM 760 Colorado Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning. It's nice to talk to you. I want to talk election strategy and how we're going to get Senator Obama elected.
Please, go ahead.
Okay, the Democrats have the advantage going in because of the record for the last 8 years, and so we need to stay calm and play our game. And in particular, we're not running against Sarah Palin, are we? And in terms of pure strategy, just looking at it strategically, I don't think primarily we should be running against John McCain. We should be running against the Republican record, and let us not forget that. That's our opponent. That's what we want to be talking about, not Sarah Palin. And every time I turn on Air America lately, whether it's Mario or whomever, we're talking about Sarah Palin, who is not our opponent. And so I don't want to keep doing that.
I've talked a lot about Barack Obama, and that part of that is because I need to be positive, too, and his is the most positive message I can think of. But the reality is she is very colorful, and I'll tell you why I think it's important to talk about Sarah Palin, too, in a quick nutshell, Renee. Not to try to change your mind. I'm not trying to do that. But I'll tell you why. Here's why. In the few weeks since the Republican convention, when she soared in such popularity and he was gaining 20 points ahead with white women, it is now sunk to Barack Obama is now ahead by 2 points with white women, according to the latest polls. Now, I'm with Jonathan Alter of Newsweek. I don't necessarily think they're the be-in and end-all of everything. However, I think the revelation of who this woman really is, and because she's a heartbeat away from the presidency, and because he's old, and because he has had serious health problems and has not been come clean about them, I think women in particular have to understand completely who this woman is. Because if they don't, you know, if they don't get that she has been against women's rights most of her working life and has actively worked against them, actually, and that so has McCain, because McCain has a record of zero with the National Organization of Women. Why am I harping on this? Because women and Catholic voters are hugely impacting on the elections. And the Catholics, the story I read yesterday, scared the heck out of me. There were people in Pennsylvania openly admitting that they would not vote for a black man. They said, it isn't the black house, one person told the reporter. He went to one of those swing districts, by the way, Renee. And there are a number of things that are being said that are absolutely frightening. The bishops and priests in this country, again, Shapu, one of them, is going out and saying, don't vote for Biden because he's a heretic, because he's a pro-choice. I mean, a number of things are happening below the surface that we have to haul out into the light of day. And one of the reasons why we have to talk about Sarah Palin is she gave a lot of that ugliness cover. And unless we...
Go ahead.
No, unless we rip it off and show reasonable people exactly who she is, people who are teetering like Bernie, who called in earlier and may have been more interested in McCain because of her, we have to let them know exactly who she is.
And then speaking in terms of McCain, his willingness to choose a running mate for pure political pandering, someone who's unqualified to be president.
He wanted to pick Joe Lieberman. He wanted to pick Joe Lieberman or Tom Ridge of Pennsylvania. And the reason he did not is because he knew he needed to pander to the right-wing reactionary crazies in this country who were going to sit home on their hands. Do you know whose legal firm?
About his decision-making.
Do you know whose not-for-profit legal firm is up defending Sarah Palin in that Troopergate case? Oh, yeah, it's James Dobson's.
So
we do need to talk about her. I agree with you. We shouldn't only talk about her just because she's colorful and she's an easy target. You know, I love calling her Mussolini and Sarah Kuda. But, you know, on the other hand, I know what this election is about. And it is about John McCain and Barack Obama.
And, you know, and to hit keep hitting on that Republican record. I'm just going to say one more thing to segue into a little plug, which is some advantages that Obama has is that he has more money and he has a better grassroots organization. So I want to encourage everybody, if you're concerned about Obama getting elected and you've got a minute, it's very easy to pop into your local headquarters. You can give them an hour if that's all you've got, and volunteer. And I think that we volunteers are going to make the difference. And in that regard, this Saturday at my very own house, we're going to have a little garage sale. All proceeds will benefit the Obama campaign. So I'm going to plug that at 908 South Elmira Street, Obama Benefit Garage Sale. Buy our crap, help Barack.
Buy our crap, help Barack. Okay.
Yeah, that's
very
my
brave.
Motto.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank
Enjoy
you.
It. Thank you. And you can go to Mariah Barack Obama, too, if you're shy about going to people's house in person. You can call, you can get a list of people to call up and urge them to vote. It's 303-713-7600. It's 831. I'd love to hear from you about strategy, about Sarah Kuda, about John McCain's record, which is abysmal, about the Republicans. Let's not forget the right-wing Republican mania, lust, to deregulate everything so they could have unfettered greed and capitalism hold sway. Just look at what happened to Wall Street this week and take a very deep breath and say, do I want four more years of this? Take a deep breath and look how much gasoline costs you when you fill up your car. It cost John to fill up he and his wife's car $140 yesterday. So when you're filling up your car and gas is costing you $600 a month, breathe deeply and think about, do you really want four more years of this or not? Me personally, I want change, and I want it now if I could have it, because the president has been absent without leave. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. It's 8:32. Time for progressive traffic with John Kirk, who hopefully is not in his car.
I'm not, man. I'm sitting here in the control room, Aaron.
In a 100% true story this past week, the Republican Party announced its new slogan for the 2008 presidential campaign, "The Change You Deserve." As it turns out, that slogan is a registered trademark ad slogan for the antidepressant Effexor.
Are you tired of nagging thoughts and a sense that the world is more complicated than you'd like it to be? Do you want to feel safe at all costs? Then ask your doctor to prescribe you the Republican Party. Only the Republican Party can eradicate your problems or the immigrants that cause them. The Republican Party will fill you with a sense of certainty and pride that will allow you to feel great all the time with no doubts or questions. Just take one Republican Party, then watch Fox News or any corporate news program in the morning, after a meal, and before bed. It's time to live your life. It's time for the Republican Party, the change you deserve.
Warning. Excessive use of the Republican Party will lead to recession and needless wars or quagmires. Some patients describe a failure in basic government services like FEMA or the FDA, causing thousands of deaths. Anyone experiencing the hatred of the entire world should consult a voting booth or a mirror. In some studies, Republicans saw a dramatic rise in carcinogens, global warming, and toxins in the food and water supply. Other users reported phone tappage, toothless media, and reduced educational standards as side effects. In the most extreme cases, Republican may lead to users saying, "Man, Rush Limbaugh really knows his stuff," or, "I like Bill O'Reilly because he's not left or right wing." In three cases, and you may want to clear all children out of the room for this part, users actually were heard saying, "I don't think Dick Cheney is an evil creep." And in one really extreme case, a test subject was heard saying, "I like the way Bush is handling the Iraq war," though we may have reason to believe that person was already messed up in the head before they became a Republican. And please be aware of people with one foot in reality, or foreigners, or anyone with any compassion or empathy starting to talk to you like you're a 7-year-old. Quote, "Well, I guess we just disagree. You think global warming is a myth created by the gay liberal followers of Al Gore, and I believe science." And lastly, one major side effect of Republican is that you screw up the country for those people who really care about it. And why? Because you're too afraid to deal with the complexities of life and want to live your life like you're in Top Gun or Rocky 3. Please consult a physician before using Republican.
My sister sent me that, I think. One of my friends sent me that. My sister is my friend as well as my sister. But it is so funny. I just had to play it for you. It's from the internet. And you know what? I've lost track of who did that particular ditty, so I'll have to look it up. It's 303-713-7600, but it's really funny, isn't it? I just love it. And since we were talking about, we have to hammer on the Republican Party, that one was sent out to you, Renee. It's Becky in Lafayette up next. Thank you for joining us on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning. I volunteered as an election judge. I'm in Boulder County, and I just want to do a little bit of voter education for the listeners today. I was shocked at the end of the day to find out that, now it's the primary, so there weren't a ton of voters, but we had 27 paper ballots 5 of them had not been filled out correctly. We discovered at the end of the day, you take them out of the secrecy envelope and get them ready to take them down to the elections office to count them up. So nearly 20% of the ballots were invalid because people did not fill in the square properly. And I'm wondering if there's actually, maybe a little paranoid, but we all grew up filling in circles. And everybody
did.
Right. But what do you do in a box? You check it or you exit. So why do we have ballots with squares or rectangles instead of circles? And I wonder,
because I thought that was so that the computers could read them quickly.
Right, but why would they design it in the way that people would be just instinctively going to fill it out with a check or a circle? And so please, if you want, you were just hammering, whatever you do to make yourself your vote count, whether you're voting early, mail-in ballot, or showing up to the polls, your vote will not count unless you fill in that box completely.
So you need to color it in the whole way?
The whole way. And the instructions are right there on the ballot.
Just like you used to fill in the circle, just fill in the square.
You got to fill it in the square. But 5 out of 27 ballots did not do that in the primary. And we know how close Colorado is this time. And that number, I fear, could make a difference. So I want to make sure people know that, spread the word, and then see if we can't get these ballots redesigned into the circles, because then everyone will fill them in without thinking
about
it.
I think the circles are, I don't know, I understood that those were easy to read by the machines. But you know what? I'm glad you spoke up. I'm glad you called us. Fill in the square. Color in your square, people. Whatever shape is there, color it in.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Becky. I appreciate your time and your help. Regina in Denver, thank you for joining us on AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk and the J. Marvin Show. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am really so. I love to work, as you can tell, so I'm glad to be here.
Yes. I wanted to talk about the little video that I got in the mail about Islam extremists.
Oh, obsession?
Yeah. Well, I took the time to watch that, and I am a military brat. I was 16 years old the first time I ever lived off a military base. And then I have a brother who went on to serve as a career soldier in the Air Force. So he's been in the military basically 42 years of his 50-something years. And we had a discussion yesterday about Iraq. And I think he has a very interesting perspective. He's always voted Republican, but he is voting for Barack Obama. So I thought, well, this is a big deal. And one of the things that he wants progressives to understand about military is they are really brainwashed their whole careers because it's an order, and they buy into that. It's an order. And he wants people to understand, it's their mission, it's their duty, and they're doing a great job over there, and he wants Americans and Barack Obama to acknowledge that. And I said, well, Joe, I think I'm like most people. I don't really care. I don't care how good we're doing over there. I don't want us there. And he said, yes, but in order to get the military vote, it has to be acknowledged that they are just doing their job.
I think that's a good point, and I think that's why Barack Obama talks like that every time he can. Because I do care. I've seen some of those kids come home maimed beyond recognition in body, soul, and mind. And I just find it, we just have to get them out of there as quickly as possible. I'm with you, Regina. But on the other hand, we also have to acknowledge that they did their duty. That's what they did as they perceived it. And they, a lot of those kids enlisted in the wake of 9/11. They thought they were doing their patriotic duty. They were called up to fight. The rest of us were told to shop by George W. Bush when we should have been put to work rebuilding our infrastructure. Talk about safety. What's safer, having a bridge that won't collapse or having one that's solid? What's safer, having ports that are truly secure and which they're not? By the way, I live in a port city. Trust me, they're not. So what's more secure, that or, what's more secure, having high-speed rail across the country, have a moment where we could have been like Eisenhower and built coast-to-coast trains so that we would, separate from cargo trains, parallel tracks, so that we wouldn't have to depend or pull over and have passengers running freely and more safely? No, of course not. They didn't want to do that. They didn't take any opportunity to get us off the drug addiction of oil. They just think the same way that many people in big business think, which is for the short bottom line. And you know what? When you're going to get a parachute of millions of dollars, why would you think about the long term? Except when you don't think about the long term, you lead to short term, really lousy decisions like the ones made by this administration over and over and over again.
Exactly. And the other point I want to make is about that video again. It plays so well to fears. And, you know, it came out right before, you know, the national election, and it plays to people's fears. And I just want to say, you know, that fear stops us. If every person looks back at their life where they have missed a great opportunity to do anything, they will see that what's stop them with fear. And we need to get over of being afraid, and we need to just move forward with the things that we know are right and just walk through the fear.
Thank you very much for your call. I really appreciate it. Thank you. You know, she makes me think of this, which is let me just say quickly, I have not seen Obsession. I've read what it's about. I have looked into it some, and I find it really despicable and revolting, the idea that a right-wing group would do something like this. But, hey, they did it. Here's the thing. What we need to do, especially when Muslims are being thrown out of meatpacking plants in northern Colorado in my old stomping grounds, and near where I used to live, actually, and we weren't too happy to see the meatpacking plant come in, just full disclosure. I think one of the things that we have to think about is in that particular location. I have nothing against cows and eating them. But I think one of the things we have to think about is this. Fear-mongering has got us here. Our ports are not safer. Our chemical plants are not secure. Our nuclear weapons are still running around. Talk about worried about suitcase nukes and insinuating that they were in Iraq. Well, you know what, Dick Cheney? When you had to fool Dick Armey, they weren't necessarily there. They are, however, there for the picking for terrorists to take. And I mean terrorists of all stripes and all religions and all ethnicities. You know, I'm worried about terrorists full stop, not just the so-called Islamic ones that Sarah Palin and John McCain like to talk about, which is racist and disgusting and despicable. Let's just call it for what it is. Most of the world's billion Muslims are just fine. And by the way, you're celebrating Ramadan, and I know you must be hungry. So I'm hoping fill your soul with hope that some of us in the United States of America don't judge you in that fashion. It is despicable and disgusting. When you think about that, they have to, what Barack Obama is talking about, hope, inclusiveness, and opening up our country to possibilities. John McCain is going down the same narrow, bigoted track apparently he's always been on. Look, here is the reality. When you have to use despicable tactics like that, your message is bad. When you have to use despicable tactics like that, you're on the wrong track. When you have to stoop to that kind of level, you are mistaken as a human being and you need help quickly. You know, the reality is I have to call it as I see it. And if you need to pick on one group of human beings, there's something wrong with you. And our state's history is not free of blemish. Let's never forget that the Ku Klux Klan used to run Denver, Colorado, okay? Let's never forget that we have had a history of being wrong on very many issues. Native Americans, I can think of 10 right off the top. Let's not go to the place where we divide and hate. Let's be inclusive and go forward in love and effort, because we're going to need every ounce of patience, love, determination, energy, heart, you name it, we're going to need it. Our country is falling apart. Now, strategically, if you think John McCain has got a better plan, well, then you just look at what Barack Obama has said. He called it in Pakistan, which has been labeled one of the most dangerous spots on earth. He called it when he said, why didn't we go after Barack Obama? About Barack Obama's point is we should go after Osama bin Laden. He called it when he said, we need to pursue terrorists to where they are and take them out. He called it when he said, we better worry more about Afghanistan because Afghanistan is an unrest. traveling. Why do you think General Petraeus is coming home and taking charge? Because it's a mess in Afghanistan. It is devolving. And if it devolves and they keep coming over the borders in Pakistan, we're going to have one giant mess even bigger than it is now. He called it about what would happen in Iran with the resurgence of the Shia power. He called it when he talked about we shouldn't invade and occupy Iraq. He knew. He talked about it long before those votes were taken. That's why I trust his judgment. That's why I believe he's better in foreign policy than John McCain or Joe Lieberman or any of the rat pack of idiots will ever be. So you want somebody smart to run this country again? Sure. Does he need to liven up, fire up, and get ready to go? Maybe. But you know what? I am happy, proud, and hold my head up high that I'm going to vote for Barack Obama because I want my country back, full stop. Enough, to borrow a phrase. 849, I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk. If you don't think this country's life is on the line, you're wrong. Our hearts, our souls, our determination, our Constitution, you name it, we are all on the line. So figure out how to fill out your ballot. Make sure you get one. Express yourself, but also know the facts. Because if you're against the war in Iraq, your best hope is Barack Obama. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. It's 303-713-7600, 849 it is in the morning. Love to talk to you, and we will. Coming up right here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Now here's John Turk with traffic.
Thank you.
It's 8:54. We got full lines. I'm going to pay attention to you now. Just give you a clue of what we're going to talk about tomorrow. We're also going to be talking to Sustainable Dave about the environment and how to do better by and about Sarah Palin and John McCain's energy policies as opposed to Barack Obama's. We're also going to talk to a mortgage guy, Matt McGregor, my buddy and pal, personal friend, as well as an associate of Garrettson Realty in Colorado. Full disclosure, my sister works for them. But in any event, nice guy. He lives up here in Seattle, and he's going to give us some tips on how to survive the credit crunch coming up. And because I figure we need some news we can use. Also, open lines tomorrow. You're the star of the show, as always. And we check in with Christy Harvey, probably for Center of the American Progress. Jim in Denver, welcome to AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hello. Hi, this is Jim. How are you this morning?
I'm well, Jim. Thank you.
A couple things I just wanted to share. I saw on the other night on ABC News, I believe it was, they were doing an investigative thing on some of the things Sarah Palin said.
Yep.
And an interesting thing, we all know about this bridge business she did, she didn't. But what they said that surprised me was that she is now currently lobbying Congress to get money to finish the bridge.
A $600 million bridge that goes to her hometown of Wasilla.
Yes.
How amazing.
Yes, and despite the fact she says she doesn't want it, they say she's currently lobbying to get money to finish it.
Well, and here's the other thing. I mean, it's opposed by environmentalists because they say it's going to harm their beluga whale. You know, there are a number of things wrong with that stupid bridge up into it. I mean, if you read people in Alaska, they don't like it any.
I know.
Even some dignitaries from Wasilla.
Right, right. And another thing they got into was she was talking about her international experience. And a couple of things that they said that was really quite interesting. One, that she said she had been in and toured Iraq. Then she changed it and said she'd been in Iraq. Then she changed it and said she had been over the line into Iraq. And when they checked with the Air National or with the National Guard in Alaska, who she said took her there, they said they never did.
She lies. She contradicted something else she told Charlie Gibson. I'm sitting here busily trying to remember what it was. Keith Olbermann mentioned it last night. If anybody can remember, I'm blanking on it.
Well,
but it was something really key. It's like she opens her mouth and lies. What is wrong with her?
Well, that's what, you know, some of the other things she said. She said she went to Ireland, which is true, in fact. But
she landed there.
She landed there. They fueled her plane and she took off again. You know, given that, she could also claim that she investigated the energy situation.
Exactly. I talk a lot on the radio. Does that mean that my hot air is going to be the next geothermal wonder?
That's right.
Maybe.
That's right. And the last thing that she said she said she has the same experience as all of the previous vice presidents. However, they said every vice president, excuse me, since the Second World War has had extensive international experience with one exception, that being Spiro Agnew, which puts her in some interesting company.
I'm going to have to wrap, but thank you very much, Jim in Denver. I'm Aaron Hart. Phil, Dave, stand in. We're going to talk to you coming up. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on J. Marvin Show on Colorado's Progressive Talk, AM 760.